We continue our learning the Nishmas Davi by Menachem Yishev Chaim Yaakov and Pitchus Eliyahu. We're in Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. We're discussing Markolis, the Avodah Zarah of Markolis, the two stones on the bottom and the stone on top. Matzah Barosho Ma'o. See if you have a Jew who finds at the top, the head of the Markolis, that's like top stone, you notice that there are coins on there, or ksus, or kalim with clothing, a garment, or some type of vessels. And the Gemara says we're speaking about a case where it's very clear that these were not placed there as an adornment. If they were, of course, they would be prohibited as well. Harei elu mutarim. These are the money, the clothing, the kalim, are mutar bahana. And the Gemara explains why this is. The pasuk says, "Vatiru es shikutzehem ves gilu lehem." This is in Devarim Chavtes, where the Torah says that we see the Shikutzehem, the abomination, Gilulehem, referring to the idols, and it mentions there, Eitzva Evan, it mentions wood and stone, and Kesef is a hub. So it sounds like part of the Sheketz, the Shikutzim, part of the abomination, part of the Gilulim, which also means excrement, which is a derogatory term referring to the idols. Part of that is Eitzva Evin, is wood and stone, and Kesef Zahav, and silver and gold, Asher Imahem. And it sounds like, just like the idols are prohibited for benefit, so too, if you have wood or stone or gold or silver that are on top of them, that are with them, are also Asher. They're also included in Shikutzehem. Yet in Devarim Zayin, the pasuk says, and we've quoted this pasuk before, Lo sachmod kesef vizahav alehem v'lokach talach. So what does it mention? That we can't have this desire for the kesef and zahav that are alehem, that are on top of the Avodah Zarah. And this implies, when is there a problem of these adornments of Avodah Zarah or these items that are sitting on the Avodah Zarah? Only when they're kesef zahav, where it's gold and silver and gold. But Eitzva Evin are not included in this pasuk. So Haketzah, the Gemara wants to know. Now, how do we understand this? First pasuk says Eitzva Evin Kesef Zahav, and it uses the word Imahem with them. And the second pasuk says Kesef Zahav only, silver and gold only. Does it mention Eitzva Evin? There, the pasuk says Alehem, not Imahem. So the Gemara says Imahem Bidomela Alehem. The Imahem, that which is with them, should be the same as those which are upon them. What does that mean? Ma Alehem Davar Shel Noy Aser. Just like when it comes to something that's placed on top of the Avodah Zarah, very clearly it's there as an adornment, as an ornament, which of course is referring to Kesef Zahav. So too, that's Alehem, and that's in fact what it says. It says, Lo sachmod kesef zahav alehem. What's alehem? Kesef zahav, gold and silver. So the alehem and the imahem should be the same. So to af imahem, so to that which the pasuk says are with them, not alehem, not on them, but with them, which includes not only kesef and zahav, but eitz and evan, af imahem, so too, davar shel noy aser, v'she'edo shel noy mutter. If it's something that's an adornment, it's going to be prohibited, but it's not an adornment, it's going to be permitted. This is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, known Aleph Amin Beis, where the Gemara is basically saying that what the pasuk that mentions kesef and zahav only, which says alehem, very clearly is referring to a door where we're speaking about adornments, that which is for noy, an ornament of the Avodah Zarah. So we learn from there that if that's an adornment, so too imahem, that which is with them, even if not on top of them, it's but with them, and that includes eitz and evan as well, wood and stone as well, should be just like the kesef and zahav. Which means, just like the Kesef and the Zahav is there as an adornment, and only when it's an adornment is it usher, so too, even if it's not gold and silver, even if it's the wood and the stone, where the Torah says the word Imahem, it should be the Imahem like the Alehem. Therefore, only when the stone or the wood is an adornment is it problematic. But if it's not noy, it's not an adornment, then it's not going to be a problem. That applies to all items, not only kesef zahav, but even eitz va'evin. And therefore, that's where the Mishnah says, if matzah barosho, on top of the maklos, you find money, garments, kelim, they're going to be mutter, as long as it's very clear that they're not placed there for noi, for ornamental purposes. Then the Mishnah says, parchile anovim. Let's say you find on the head of the maklos, you find clusters of grapes, wreaths of grapes that have with the vines, with the branches. Or va'ataros, that's just the grapes, the clusters with the vines. Va'ataros shel shibalim. Here you have literally crowns of stalks, of yenos. These are the wreaths. The yenos u'shmanim u'slasos. So let's say you find on top, they put it in these kalim, you find there's wine, there's oil, there's flour. V'chol davar shekayotze bo karev ala mizbeach. This is a very important point. And anything that you typically could have on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, then Asur. Then it's going to be Asur Bahana because of what we call Tikrovas Avodah Zarah, something that's been sacrificed to Avodah Zarah. What is the connection to the Beis HaMikdash? So all of these items, grapes, we have flour offerings, we have wine, nesachim from anavim on the Mizbeach. So, and of course, yeno shmanim uslasos, this is where we've already produced the wine, and we've produced the oil and the flour. So this is all tikrovas avodah zarah. Now the Gemara says that when it comes to the vines, let's say, that are on top of the Markalis Avodah Zarah, or these wreaths of shibalim of stalks of wheat, the idea is it has to be like that which is brought in the Beis HaMikdash. In what way? After all, you didn't bring grapes in the Beis HaMikdash. You made it into wine. You may have the wine libations. And the same thing when it comes to the solace. I have solace here, but to tell me the wreaths of the stalks of wheat. So the answer is, what about when you bring bikurim? Bikurim are brought to the mikdash in that way. You bring the grapes themselves, and you bring the stalks of wheat themselves. So, and of course, the wine and the oil and the solace, that's like menachos and nesachim. All in these cases, we have to be concerned if we find on top of the markalis of the Avodah Zarah, we find these items which are normally brought in a Beis HaMikdash, then we have to be afraid that they were brought as tikrovos Avodah Zarah, because that's the way, because what do? They probably pour it for Avodah Zarah, and they brought some of the oil as well and the flour. And these are what's left over, and because we assume that what the Avodah Zarah would do would be similar to that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Avodah Zarah Shehaya La Gina Omerchatz. You have an Avodah Zarah, but around the Avodah Zarah, next to the Avodah Zarah, there's a garden or a bathhouse. These were not made as an adornment for the Avodah Zarah, but happens to be. There's a bathhouse next to it in the Chatzir, where there's the Avodah Zarah, there's a garden or a Merchatz. Nen mehem. The Mishnah says that the Israel is permitted to get Hanah from that garden or from that Merchatz. We don't assume that they has the status of Avodah Zarah until the Karbonos are brought. So there's no concept of a Hekdesh for Avodah Zarah unless they're used as Tikrovis, as sacrifice. So here you have just a garden or a bathhouse, you can get benefit from it. And the Mishnah here says then Shelo Betova. Shelo Betova means without doing good, without profit. So the Gemara says it means Shelo Betovas HaKamarim, the Kamarim of the priest, which means that it's okay for a Jew to get Hana from the bathhouse that's next to the Avodah Zarah, but this is not in the bathhouse. The Gina, the Merchatz, the garden, the Merchatz, he can get Hana from it as long as you're not giving profit. Shelo Betovas means you're not giving profit, you're not paying to use it, and paying the money to the priest. That would be problematic. The ain nehenim beto, which means you can't get hana if it is beto. If you have to pay for the use of it for that hana, that's not allowed because then you're giving hana to the Avodah Zarah by paying the priest. Hayash shelav shelacherim. Let's say that gina, that merchatz, was not only something that was for the Avodah Zarah, but that was owned b'shutfus. The Avodah Zarah was there, but other private people also owned that garden or that bathhouse. Nen in mehem bein betova ben shelo betova. Here, since other people are partners in this as well, it would be allowed for a Jew to get hana from this, even if he were paying for it, because he's paying for it, even though he's paying for it, and giving profit to Avodah Zarah, it's not necessarily, because part of that partnership is with private people, and the money, we can say, is not going to Avodah Zarah. And others learn that that's not what it means here, that you never can pay schar, even if it's owned b'shutfus. What it means, shalo b'tova, it means lo yachzik tova l'kamar. You can't thank them. You can, oh, thank you so much for the use of the bathhouse. That you're not permitted to do. Certainly you can't pay them. So if the ginos is only avodah zarah, you shouldn't thank them for using them. But if it belonged to other people, so then you can thank, you can get hana, and you could and there's no problem with saying, oh, thank you so much to the priest for the use of it, since other people use it. But to pay schar to them, that you're not permitted to do.